You guys better get ready, because we're gonna start talking about Dylon all the time now. And we're gonna say it exactly like that. Theo says don't encourage them. It doesn't matter if you encourage me or not.
Yeah, it's not a bit for you, it's a bit for us.
Also, Josh, people have begun to comment on what you're wearing today. Tell us about your fit. Fit check.
My fit is rad. It's a Star Wars shirt. And
interesting.
I don't know.
What are some of the things that are happening on there?
I don't know.
Do you know about a Star Wars?
I do know about a Star Wars.
Okay.
There's a Stormtrooper. There's a Chewie. There's a Yoda. There's a Darth Vader. There's some TIE Fighters. There's an R2-D2. There's a Millennium Falcon on it.
That's a lot of things.
It's a button-up.
All right.
Shirt. I wouldn't call it Hawaiian. It's not Hawaiian.
I mean, it's Hawaiian themed. Style. Hawaiian style. Yeah. Not themed, I guess. Yeah.
Saved by the Bell Hawaiian style.
And so Josh also mentions on the YouTube, his little comment there, that he ate a Cubano. And so Danielle writes in and she says, guy eats one Cubano and then starts dressing like he owns a cigar shop in Ybor City. You do have a little bit of a breezy kind of vibe to you today.
Yeah.
You need a stogie.
I mean, if one was presented to me.
There's probably some floating around here somewhere.
I mean, it's going to be 75 degrees today, everybody.
I like that. You change your personality based on one Cubano.
It's Monday.
Josh sends me a pic. Josh probably started texting everyone he knew on Saturday when he was eating this Cuban sandwich.
One picture.
He goes, check out this Cuban. He just sent me the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what he sent me. He sent me a picture of this Cuban sandwich.
Beautiful Cuban sandwich.
Because he knows that I start getting a little excited when I see sandwiches.
I loved Connor's response. It was where. Not where, not where, question mark, where, period.
And then he told me where.
Mm-hmm.
And just so now I have that knowledge in my head.
You can get a Cuban. This is attainable. It's not a long drive. You don't have to drive to the other end of town for this Cuban.
Yeah, we lost a great Cuban in town when we lost the hunger block.
Yeah.
And so now, you know, we're kind of just on the hunt. I'm always looking for a good sandwich.
Need a new regular Cuban. Also, one of the best Caesar salads I've ever had in my life there.
Oh.
Same place.
Okay. You know, you don't go places for Caesar salads usually.
But I love a Caesar salad.
It's good. Amazing Daniel writes in on the previous segment.
Hello, Amazing Daniel.
Quote, and then I realized I was wrong about everything. Connor Happer, finally, he says. Yeah, you gotta take some responsibility. That's all. People gotta start calling Dylon. Let's go to that quarterback race, Josh.
Get on our level.
Matt Rhule on Saturday. He was asked the question of, "Hey, how long does it take?" I'm gonna do it in the simple voice, even though maybe it was Simple who asked the question. How long does it take for a young quarterback to kind of grab the job? You know, basically what he's asking is, when are you going to call Dylon your quarterback? All right, when are you going to do this? Here's Matt Rhule on that very question.
On the timeline.
Quarterback timeline. Here's Matt Rhule.
Yeah, I prefer to have it go because, again, I think one of the biggest things that you have to see is how quarterbacks handle frustration. You know, so for instance, at Baylor, Charlie Brewer was a starter my first year after that game four. And the next year I rotated him with a transfer quarterback. And, you know, I mean, the greatest quarterback parents ever, like never called me, never questioned me, never. And in the end, he kind of was clear he was the starter. He became the starter the rest of the year, took us to a bowl game, was a bowl game MVP. The next year takes us to the Sugar Bowl, takes us to the Big 12 Championship. If a quarterback never has a bad day, or he has simulated bad days. So he might have a bad day at practice. But if they know they're the starter, like, I want them to have to fight for it and earn it. You know, and so I heard Eric Spoelstra, there's a thing in, he was talking to guys in the locker room again in the playoffs. He's like, you know, how much he values, you know, things that you can't buy and things that you have to earn. And I just like that concept. So I want the quarterbacks to feel like they have the race, and all of a sudden I want the other guy to come along and try to challenge him. I think it'll elevate all of us. And then when we know, we know. But I wouldn't anticipate us saying, hey, this guy is the starter, like today, you know, because I thought all three quarterbacks went out there today and said, hey, I can be the starter. And that's my challenge to the players is stop. Don't worry about, like, where you stand at all positions. Don't worry about how much opportunities you're getting. Just worry about what the tape looks like. Do you look like a Big Ten winning quarterback? Do you look like a Big Ten winning left tackle? Do you look like a Big Ten winning D tackle? And if you do, your time will come. So that's a long, very philosophical answer. But I would say it would take a while because I just think there's so many guys doing good things. I want to give them a fair shot.
There you go. There's Matt Rhule after the scrimmage on Saturday. But the tone coming out of it from people who were there and watched, and, you know, we got the 40-second whatever video recap afterwards, and we saw Dylan Raiola, Dylon, do some pretty good things in that video. So all of this is to say, I think they have a pretty good idea. I think they probably had a preconceived notion, but they want to stay away from those as long as they possibly can. If you are looking for an announcement to have like a day of celebration and you want to say, man, it's today's the day and the new era begins, you're going to have to wait a while. But we don't have to wait. We don't have to wait for the announcement, Josh. Nebraska got a quarterback, baby. Hey, Nebraska got a quarterback.
Let's go.
They got a quarterback and he's competent. And I think that's come to the forefront over the last week or so of practice, it feels like. And it's gonna be Dylan Raiola. Not that that's breaking news or anything. Not that that's surprising at all. But it's good to see that and hear that he is, you know, really done some of the things that he was expected to do. Once again, if you're looking for an announcement, you're probably gonna have to wait a while. I would imagine they'll handle the spring game a lot like it is just the three of them. They'll split all the reps, and they won't show their hand on any of that because of what Rhule said. And this goes back to my thing, you know, back a couple weeks ago when he, you know, we're not talking about depth chart. We're not really talking about battles on who's where. Although he did say, you know, if they played a game today, it'd be Hill and Hill at cornerback, which sounded like how it's been going at practice so far. Tommy Hill and Bly Hill.
A hill to die on.
Definitely going to be some shirts made out of that, which is good. But they're not talking about depth chart. They're not talking about position. Like, they are just practicing, right? And so it's the same thing with the quarterback spot. Although, I think we're going to have a pretty good idea of who leads that pack coming out of spring ball, and you might get a sense of that after Saturday's spring game. He's not going to say it out loud because he wants to, you know, keep them kind of going, make the guys who aren't Dylan Raiola feel like they're in it, and then make Dylan Raiola feel like he still has work to do to jump out in front. That's a good thing. And the only way you can do it is more like I think it's a really good thing. This is retrospective. We were talking about Nebraska adding quarterbacks in the offseason and if they were going to bring in like Casey Thompson or whoever else. I actually really love that Nebraska has only had those three guys to deal with those scholarship guys to deal with in the spring because it's enhanced all of their reps. They've each gotten more time. Like these are,
yeah.
We talk about the importance of spring ball. The importance of spring ball is just that, especially for freshman quarterbacks. Just getting guys as many reps as they could possibly get, making them, you know, giving them the time to feel comfortable, having the defense adjust to you. Nebraska is a pretty good defense. I don't know if you've heard this. You know, having the defense adjust to you and then figuring some stuff out. Fail a little bit. Screw up a little bit. But Matt Rhule did say after practice on Saturday, and we'll go back to the clips here, Josh, that it was the most dominant day on offense ever. Interesting. Wow. Interesting line. It is in there. Here's Matt Rhule from Saturday.
I mean, this was the most dominant day we've had on offense ever. I mean, this is the first time we've ever at practice. I mean, the first time ever, like, I don't know, might have been 8, 9, 10, 12 touchdowns out there today. So explosive plays, big plays. I think we had one fumble late, you know, with the threes. But I thought the ball was protected. Now, in all fairness, now we're not hitting the quarterback, and I'm letting a lot of plays extend. So we might go back and say, well, that would have been a sack. You know, I don't want to sound the alarm. It's just, you know, the ability to throw and catch the ball and guys making catches, making plays after the catch has been good. You know, we didn't run the ball. You know, we had one long explosive run, but on offense, by far the best day we've ever had since I've been here.
How did the quarterbacks play a role in that? How did they perform?
I thought all three quarterbacks played really well. Yeah, I'd like to watch the tape to be able to talk about specifics, but, you know, We started with the ball with the one, on the minus one with the ones and had a 99-yard drive. We had some, you know, long drives that the quarterbacks excelled at taking what was there, getting out of, you know, the headset's been, it's transformational. You know, it's transformational what you can do. So, you know, we have guys who are used to doing that, and Sat and Glenn and Garrett. So I thought the quarterbacks all played really well, you know, but again, with young quarterbacks, I have to go back and watch tape, but we'd run around the pocket with our hand, one hand on the ball, and then we get in the game in the season, and all of a sudden those are going to be fumbles, right? You know, again, talking about limiting the low lights. When you can't hit the quarterback, it's hard to tell. But a lot of really good things.
So there you heard the reason why he didn't tell us who led the 99-yard drive, because he had already established this was before the end of the press conference. We had already established that the 99-yard drive was run by the ones. Who was the one? Maybe it was Heinrich. It was, I don't know. Yeah, whatever. Something like that. But the most dominant day of offense ever, led by a little bit of good quarterback play. And here's the big thing. And I'll mention this every time we talk about expectations for Dylan Raiola or what we expect of him. We don't need him to be spectacular. We see some of the throws that come off in the highlight videos, and you're like, whoa, he can really, really do some things. Obviously, I'm looking forward to that. But I don't think it could be understated about what Nebraska did not have last year just in terms of competency. You know what's funny? I actually think they got some of the upper-end stuff. They were just a boom-or-bust offense last year. Like, Heinrich made some really good throws down the field. Chubba Purdy busted off some pretty good runs, you know, in that Wisconsin game. They got some of the boom in that category, but they got a lot more of the bust from all three of the guys who played quarterback last year, whether it was Sims, Purdy, or Heinrich Harburg, only one of which who is still here. And so I'm when you see like the super impressive kind of Mahomesian throws, I love it. I think that's great. That's not the stuff, weirdly, that is going to get me excited about this team. It's just the normal stuff. It's just mm-hmm. the regular stuff. And giving Nebraska's offense the ability to function in reality instead of scheming up however many plays in a row just so you could take a deep shot to Jalen Lloyd and 33% of the time it hits because it's a good throw and he got open. Nebraska will still have that to their offense this year because they got a quarterback who can do that type of stuff. But it's the short passing game. It's getting the ball out quick in the screen game. It is, you know, having the receiver core that can get you to the point where you can make those plays happen. That's the stuff that I'm excited about. And it sounds like Dylan Raiola has checked some of those boxes as well.
Can I tell you the thing that jumped out to me from that quote?
Yes, you can, Josh.
I loved the little detail of, I got to go back, I got to watch the tape, I got to make sure that they had two hands on the football.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I'm sorry to do this. I thought we were past this myself, but Nebraska has a head football coach with an attention to detail where he is going over every little thing with a fine-tooth comb. So that they do not beat themselves.
Yeah, and he's got to play both sides too. Like, he's got to be thinking about the defense mm-hmm. a little bit as well. So there's that piece of it. But yeah, I mean, I think that's the kind of story from the weekend, kind of some emergence in the quarterback category at about the time you thought you were going to get it. Like I said, if you're looking for a timeline and, you know, the tweet to come out, hey, Dylan Raiola is our quarterback, you're not going to get it. You're not going to get it probably before like the middle of August, you know? But you're looking for those guys to operate soundly. He was asked later at the press conference as well about just Heinrich's development, and you know, he mentioned that he's coming along a lot better with another year in the offense and another year of development. I just think when you compare it year over year, you're gonna get a lot better stuff out of that position. Not necessarily that the ceiling is going to be all that much higher, but the floor is going to be significantly higher. And you hope that the ceiling gets there as well. He'll do some wow stuff, Dylan will, but that is not the stuff that has me excited right now. It's just, can we accurately and quickly and in order
handle the snap?
that's step one. You know, make a 6-yard pass, throw a slant, get the ball out quick enough to have the right guy in the right spot. And then there's some leadership stuff in there too that you can only have so much of when you think your quarterback is going to be one guy and then he gets hurt in the second game and you never see him again, basically. And then the other guy is your quarterback for the middle four and you go on this win streak and then he kind of gets banged up and then the other guy is the quarterback for the last three games. Like, there's only so much you could do in terms of grasping it in the leadership category that those quarterbacks had the opportunity to do. Last year was just such a mess. And so I think he's letting the play kind of say it out loud, and then by the fall, everybody will know, and then they'll say it. It sounds like a pretty good timeline to me. I like it. I like the way they're handling things right now. All right, quick timeout. We'll have some more from Matt Rhule, of course, throughout the show today. Nebraska Basketball Memorial Stadium Project. There's all the stuff. Baseball. Draft week as well. Josh, things are heating up in that category. Everything you hear this week is fake. Just so you guys know.
Trying to fool the teams.
Whenever you hear somebody, one of those random NFL Twitter accounts say that, hey, there's some buzz about J.J. McCarthy going number two.
No, there's not.
Don't listen to that. Don't listen to that. That's not true. That's some NFL franchise trying to trick somebody into taking J.J. McCarthy way higher than he should, and that's not real. Don't do that. All right, back with more next on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.